Mark Kreider takes a trip to the cabana on stage at Cookeville Performing Arts Center with writer-director Laura Holloway, and a chance for you to enjoy the Dogwood Community Band Festival at Dogwood Park. Today on The Scene.
I am talking today with Laura Holloway, Kim Frick-Welker, Jennifer Welch, and Amy Welch, who are all part of the upcoming production of The Cabana at CPAC, The Cabana, written by Laura Holloway. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And which is just so cool. I love that you're putting on productions that you've written.
Well, you save money on royalties that way.
Well, you know, and I have heard that over the years. And I just think it's so neat. And I'm so looking forward to the show. And you're all performing in this production. Is that correct?
Yes, actually, these three ladies all play one role, the role of Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Caroline through the years?
Yes.
Caroline or Caroline?
Oh, Caroline through the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really exciting. Well, tell us a little bit about this play, The Cabana.
Well, it's set at a beachfront resort in the Florida Keys, which I love.
One of my favorite places on earth.
I love it. Anyone that has ever been there knows there's just kind of this mentality that flows across those little chains of islands along through there. And it's written about a place that these four women meet as girls. And they meet in the 60s when we first see them. They're meeting as girls, and they have some drama, as girl friendships tend to do. And there is a man that makes an appearance in and out throughout their lives. And so it's a buddy story. It's a friendship story. It's a romance. And it's kind of a great show for summer.
That sounds great. I mean, although Key West is pretty hot in the summer.
Well, you know.
So are you going to raise the heat in CPAC and just make us really sweat?
Indeed we are. No sweat. We're going to ask everyone to just throw some sand around, bring your sunscreen. No, just go there with us in your mind.
So what inspired this story?
You know, somebody said that I had never written a rom-com. And I was like, I hate rom-coms because they're just so predictable and so cheesy. And it's like, oh, and the guy gets the girl, or the girl gets the guy, or the girl, you know, whatever happens. And I was like, fine. And then somebody said, you've never written a show that we could have kids in it, because I enjoy some adult language.
Sure.
Throughout writing.
Sure.
You know, it's how people talk. And I said, fine, I could try to do this. And it ended up kind of becoming this. I started out to make it a rom-com, and my husband made a joke. He says it's a rom-drom because it turned into more than just a romantic comedy along the way. And what inspired it was somebody said, you can't do it.
That's all you
and
needed
I said,
to hear,
okay,
huh?
I did it. It is rated PG. But we do feature a lot of young actors in the show. And, you know, there's a little bit of adult language, but not really. It's tame adult language.
Okay.
It's things my grandmother would say and has said at a family dinner before.
And so the three actresses here, Jennifer, Kim, and Amy, you're all playing the same character at different ages.
Yes.
So how has that been? I'll start with Kim. How has that been having, you know, getting to see sort of...
Well, when Laura contacted me, because we all auditioned, and she said, okay, so I'd really love you to play Caroline, the older Caroline. You know, I'm 65, and so Caroline's in her 60s. And you're on towards the end, which, you know, we see the progression of their ages and stuff. But there's a twist there at the end, so that sold me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And also, I want to be clear. I did not call her the older Caroline. I think what we said was the wiser Caroline, the experienced Caroline. We've been really careful about how we phrase ourselves, especially us, even
but
the middle agers.
So interesting and meaningful for me is that I've known Jennifer, since 2002?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've known Amy since she was born. So mm-hmm. to play the older version of them is just such a treat.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of Kim was kind of my, like, I was so excited to get to, like, we've not been in a show together.
No.
So that was really exciting for me. It is challenging. Like, I've watched some of the wiser groups' rehearsals. I haven't watched any of the younger groups' rehearsals, but trying to make it all mesh and, like, we kind of getting some different mannerisms. It's fun, and it's fun to kind of create something together.
Yeah, I agree. It's really fun to watch, like, more experienced actors and like take elements of what they do and put it into myself.
We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to continue talking about The Cabana by Laura Holloway that's going to be playing at CPAC June 6th through the 8th with curtain time at 7:30 p.m.
That's it.
So we'll be right back. And I'm back with Laura Holloway, Kim Frick-Welker, Jennifer Welch, and Amy Welch, who are all in the upcoming production of The Cabana at CPAC. So I know that you're not the only people in the show. There must be some other performers in the show as well. Talk a little bit about who else is in the play.
Well, there's four main women, and each of those women is played by several different women. We've met the Carolyns here, and then there's Margaret.
The Carolyns.
The Carolyns. What we do is it's the Carolyns.
I love that.
The Margarets, played by Cindy Putman, Jordan Strilecki, and Meredith Manley.
Oh, fantastic.
The Nancys, Prudence Van Alten and Anna Stites, and then the Jackies, Christy Hare, Maggie Cook, and myself. And then the love interest, the man who is in and out of several of the women's lives throughout. His character's name is Andrew, played by Pat Frank, Michael Evanichko, and Kendall Smith. And then there's this cabana hostess who's kind of like this ethereal, ageless, timeless. She never ages from 1965 to the end of the play. And that's played by this amazing kind of newcomer to town, Bree Brown. And she's just fantastic. And she's also assistant stage managing. So she's just incredible. And then there's some cabana boys, Riley Keegan and Carson Boyd. And the whole show is directed by Jennifer Williams.
Yes.
I'm so looking forward to it. What a stellar group of people.
And also, please mention Lisa Fuller, stage manager, who's we could not do without.
Who keeps you all
and
on
line,
stage, on time, in line.
In line. And Bruce Anderson, who's designed and created this incredible set.
That is a stellar group of
creative
people.
It's amazing.
It really is. So this is going to be playing at CPAC June 6th through the 8th. How do people get tickets to see this show?
Tickets are on sale now. You can go to cpactn.com, order them online, or call 931-528-1313, or stop by.
I tell you what, I'm so excited that you guys are doing the show in June. You know, sometimes it gets to be a little bit of a theatrical dry desert zone in the summertime.
Ghost town.
And and I just think it's so great that you guys are doing a show. And early in June, too, is great. It's going to hopefully we'll catch a lot of people before they go on vacation.
Yeah.
And that's so exciting. And it's so cool that, again, Laura, kudos to you for writing the play and producing the play. I just think that's, I've worked so much in theater over the years. That's something I have never done, and I'm so impressed with people who
thanks.
Well, and to
thanks.
Be able to work
it.
With the playwright in the studio with you and to give you pointers of where what she was thinking of this character, that character, or to just say, you know, just go for it and let me just watch. I mean, it's really a cool experience.
It's fun. If you work with all these talented people, too, sometimes they can rewrite the line better anyway. Right?
That's true.
But we ultimately, and I mean, even it's, with The Kitchen and some other shows, it's like there was one line that was missaid so many times, and we all were like, you know what? It's actually better that way. And we changed it. And so I think, that's a good thing.
That's fun to be in the room with you. It's a little scary because it's like, you don't usually have the writer, you have the director, and you're kind of all guessing a little bit.
Sure.
So that's interesting, but it's also really cool to play a character that no one else has ever played because you're not like, how did this person play it on Broadway? Mm-hmm. And like, you're going to be compared. It's really a neat process to kind of build something, I don't know, be the first. I don't know. Makes me feel special anyway.
I think it's really great. I think for a lot of actors, it's hard not to carry the weight of who has played this character before, and particularly if it's a character that's incredibly well known.
Right.
And speaking of Pat Frank, I thought about Pat last summer as Tevye. There's so many different
it's
people
fabulous.
Have played Tevye, and to approach that kind of iconic role, you can't help but think about the other people who have done it. So I totally see what you're saying, Jennifer. I think that's great. What an incredible cast that you're working with, and I hope you get tons of people coming out of the show, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing it myself. So this is The Cabana by Laura Holloway. It's going to be at CPAC June 6th through the 8th Curtain is at 7:30, and they can call CPAC to get tickets.
931-528-1313.
Yes. Or they can get them online, I'm sure, too. And how much are tickets?
They are $20 a seat. And it's reserved seating. This is a main stage production.
Yeah.
And it is reserved seating.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
And we're back. So, Laura, tell us a little bit about, so you put this cast together, and how many weeks have you been rehearsing?
We've been in rehearsal for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going into the third week. Yep, going to the third week.
And so your tech rehearsals start in about a week.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. They're coming up. They're coming up. Okay.
Sorry. Actors always get
Everybody
this
Everybody gets really nervous.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen, isn't it? Yeah.
It's happening.
It is.
So what is it like? So we have you're a mother and daughter, but you're playing two versions of the same character. What is that like as an actor?
I think it's really fun. Yeah. To be able to be in a show with my mom is really special to me, too. Because this is the first time I've been ever, act with you.
You've never done a show together?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Not like on stage. I mean, I think it's been really interesting for her to see me throughout the process. And she's got all these, she's like, Mom, I don't think you're off book yet. Mom, I don't think, you know. So we've had fun doing it together. It is also interesting when I watch her, I'm like, oh my gosh, she is like me. You know, like we have some of the same mannerisms and stuff. And
yeah, I didn't realize because people always say we're similar. But until I like actually watched you in a scene and I was like, oh, gosh, that's going to be me very soon.
You know,
it's coming for you.
It's coming. Whether you like it or not.
All those neuroses are coming right for you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been really fun. Really mean. I'm thankful for the opportunity.
So. That's so excited. I mean, it's so exciting to have that. It sort of adds that level.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yes, you're an actor. Yes, you're playing this character. Mm-hmm. And then you add these elements into it, and it just increases the experience.
Yeah, definitely.
It's fun, too, with the different generations of women that are playing in the show. And there's, you know, within the script, there's so much about, like, first of all, they're at a hotel that has a spa. And there's a lot of women that are coming there for certain types of procedures to look younger. And there's this whole element the whole time of all these women like wanting to be younger and wanting to look younger. And even in the very last scene, you know, I think
it's so good, but it's like,
but it just comes around to just the, you know, the beauty standards that women are trying to live up to their whole lives. And then coming around to a place where you're just like, I don't care anymore.
Well, that's what was it that Pat said to your generation when we were taking promo photos.
Oh, it's terrible. Don't say it.
It's people so good. It's so good, though. No, it was actually good.
It was when the middle age was taking their photo together.
Middle age.
The middle.
The way,
we're middle age.
By the way, they're 40. We're the 40s generation.
It's okay. But he was saying that their age is just the worst one. Because when you're...
Not like, you know, like he wasn't being mean, but like the hardest age.
Right. The hardest age to be. Because when you're older, you just don't care anymore. And when you're younger, you're just too cute to care. Yeah.
Says the cutest one in the room.
I'm like, yeah.
Listen to her.
No.
But,
you know.
But that's been true about this play, too. And what we've all talked about is, well, you know this, Mark. Like, when you play a role, you get to go on this journey as a character.
Yep.
And you have this arc that you go on. And your character learns or changes or grows. And then you get to the end and you're there you are. Well, with this one, that... Three actors are following the arc, and so you don't get that conclusion as a character or as an actor. You know, your character might.
Or you watch it.
You can watch it,
really interesting.
So we've all been showing up at each other's rehearsals to try to get a little bit of, like, what's happening before, like, what's happening after, and that's been an unforeseen challenge and kind of pleasant experience
about
it.
It's been so fun. Yeah. It's fun to sit, and a lot of people that I didn't know as well getting, you know, and kind of back on stage. I hadn't been on stage. This one kind of dragged me, kicking and screaming. But I've loved it.
Kicking and
screaming. But now I can't get enough. I'm like, oh, I could audition for all the things. And anyway, it's been really nice to also have that time to like chat with other actors about, oh, we could do, you know, look at them. They're doing this. It's just been really a cool experience.
I have been talking. I have had the great pleasure to talk today with Laura Holloway, and Kim Frick Welker, and Jennifer Welch, and Amy Welch. We just met I mean, I've seen you around, but and it's been such a delight talking to you. They're all appearing in The Cabana by Laura Holloway, which will be performed at CPAC June 6th through the 8th at 7:30 p.m. curtain time. And you can get tickets by calling the CPAC box office at 931-528-1313. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mark.